From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Following a week of deadly protests in La Paz, there are reports that Bolivia's president has resigned. Gonzalo Sanchez de Lozada has reportedly sent a letter to Congress informing them of his decision. NPR's Martin Costi has more from La Paz.
La Paz remains tense after a week of deadly clashes between troops and anti-government protesters. The city is almost completely cut off from the outside world, as protesters have sabotaged highways and filled streets with rubble and nails. Most people stay indoors, while protesters march up and down this mountainside city's steep streets. The marchers are of Indian descent, the women wearing the traditional bowler hats and rainbow-colored shawls. Occasionally they stop and plug their ears as one of them lights a stick of dynamite and tosses it into the air. The dynamite was brought by miners who traveled hundreds of miles to support this rebellion against President Sanchez de Lozada. The violence started about a week ago with protests against a government plan to export natural gas to the energy-starved markets in California and Mexico. For Victor Chavez, a day laborer, exporting gas to the U.S. would be just the latest chapter in a long history of exploitation of natural resources without benefit for the Bolivian people. It's been 175 years of this since independence, Chavez says, and he points contemptuously at the glass office buildings of downtown La Paz. Look at those shiny houses. While we work from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, and we have nothing, Chavez says. For Bolivia's business leaders, this argument is frustratingly irrational. Angel Sandoval is the spokesman for CAINCO, a Bolivian industrial association that counts among its members some of the foreign companies that are interested in Bolivian gas. He says Bolivia's huge gas fields could meet domestic needs for 600 years, and it's crazy for the cash-starved government to pass up on this chance to earn some royalties from foreign companies.
La gente que está protestando en las calles.
The people protesting in the streets don't know anything about natural gas. Four or five leaders of the extreme political left have activated these movements. These people don't know what the gas deal is, but they're against it.
According to this view, the protest's chief puppet master is Congressman Evo Morales, a self-appointed leader of the campesinos who grow coca leaf, the source of cocaine. Morales narrowly missed winning the presidency last year, and since then he's attacked President Sanchez de Lozada, an American-educated businessman who speaks Spanish with an accent, as a servant of American business interests. Sanchez de Lozada's defenders, in turn, accuse Morales of trying to destroy Bolivia's fragile democracy. Maria Bruno is an anthropology graduate student working in Bolivia and one of a group of foreigners who marched today in support of the anti-government protesters. She says the government is wrong to characterize these demonstrations as anti-democratic.
Something like 65% of this country is indigenous, and they have yet to have a really powerful person in the elected government that represents them. And I think that they want a democracy that has people that look like them and talk like them and that represent them in a real way, not a billionaire who grew up in the United States.
Bolivian leftists have always seen Sanchez de Lozada as America's man in Bolivia. And in fact, even a high-ranking government official tells NPR that the president has depended on U.S. financial and logistical aid. He says once protesters started getting killed last week, the president couldn't have survived a single day without U.S. support. Martin Costi, NPR News, La Paz.